want to share tonight or today about when you need help. A lot of people out there are needing help right now. There's a lot of things that are happening, a lot of bad things that have been happening to a lot of people, and there's a cry for help. And I want to talk about that here this morning. So Psalm 40, just going to read the first three verses, and we're going to take our message from those three verses. So Psalm 40, 1 to 3, you'll see it on the screen above me. And I did forget to give you the outline up there, but I think you'll be able to follow it easy enough. Psalm 40, 1 to 3. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me. And he turned to me and he heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and out of the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed. They will put their trust in the Lord. God, I believe you're speaking to us and calling us to trust in you, to put our hope in you, our trust in you, our faith in you, to believe in you, because, Lord, you do have the answers, not just for everyday life, but, Lord, you have the answers even when life is difficult and life is hard and when we have questions that we're searching and we're looking for answers. You are the answer. And I pray that, Lord, that you would just make that so real today and that, Lord, you administer to each person that, Lord, is maybe going through a difficult time, whether they're here in church or watching us online, that they might know that, Lord, you see them. You see what's going on. And that you are here to help us. And so we give you thanks for that in Jesus' name. Amen. And so I want to share with you a message to encourage you. And not just you, but I'm hoping that message goes out there in the airwaves to minister to a lot of people that are going through a difficult time. I know over these last month, lots of tragedies in the communities in this Lakeland region. That have been happening, a lot of difficulties that people are facing, financial pressures that people are facing, sickness, disease, and just so much of that going on of late that I really felt the Lord is just wanting to send a word to all of you and to all of those that are facing a difficult time. And unfortunately, you know, difficult times do come our way from time to time, and we are seeing a lot of people facing some major challenges right here in our congregation, but also out there in our communities as well. And our prayers have been extended to you, and we want you to know that we as a church, we do pray for you. We pray for our communities. We pray when we see tragedies that take place or people that are going through difficult times. We do spend time and are praying for you. I realize that as people go through difficult times, sometimes we can get to the place where we're feeling like God is not listening, or maybe that God isn't seeing the situation that you're going through right now. And I'm here to tell you that, you know what, he does. It's the reason why I'm speaking this message is that God wants you to know that he sees you, that he hears you, and he sees what you're going through and the difficulties that you're facing at this time. And so you do have the heart of God. God is looking to you and is wanting you to look to him and to trust in him. You know, when we look at a definition of help, it says help is to assist, support, make it easier for someone to achieve a goal or complete a task. It involves providing aid, resources, or efforts to improve a situation or solve a problem. And friends, that's what I believe God is wanting to do for you. That's what God is wanting to do for those who are watching online. And the Bible says that God's an ever-present help in times of trouble. So if we're in need of help, then God is saying, I am here for you. I am here for you. And he's waiting for us to call upon him, and he promises that he will help us. Now, as you read this psalm, the psalmist was obviously going through some kind of a difficult situation that was very stressful, possibly even life-threatening. And he realized that he needed a help that was greater than what humanly was possible. And sometimes we can find ourselves in such situations where, you know, we've done everything humanly possible, and yet we're not getting anywhere. Nothing's happening, nothing's changing. And sometimes we are finding ourselves, well, nothing's working. And we're feeling stuck, we're feeling that we're sinking even further, and that there's no way out. And that we need an intervention that is greater than what we can provide. And those situations are where we need to invite God into the situation. Just as the psalmist did, he called upon the Lord, and he says that God answered. God responded so wonderfully that it changed his circumstances. It changed his atmosphere from worry and stress and depression to a testimony of praise. And so I want to speak that kind of hope over you today, that there would be a change in your circumstances, that there would be an atmosphere change, that there would be a total turnaround that will lead to a testimony of joy and a testimony of praise. And I also hope that it will stir a confidence in you that God is with you, that God is still the answer that you need, and that he will send you the help and see you through your situation that you're going through. And so that's where I want to get at in this message here today, and hopefully encourage some hope and encouragement to you that God is going to help you in the midst of your situation. So first of all, when we need help, we see that the psalmist turned to the Lord for help, which is obviously something that we need to do as well, to seek the Lord, to ask the Lord for help. Now, some people, they wonder, well, is God even real? Well, that's one way you're going to start finding out, is to seek him, to look to him, and he will show you that he is real. Psalm 41 says, I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and he turned to me, and he heard my cry. So as we wait patiently on the Lord, that's really, it's expressing a confidence that God is ready and willing to help us in our times of need. So our God shouldn't be a last resort. He should be a first resort. And unfortunately, sometimes that's just how life happens in us. And, you know, we do everything we can in the natural, which is good. But we need to get that place where we look to him being the first resort instead of our last resort. We're often guilty of trying to solve our own problems and our own strength and our own abilities. And there's nothing wrong with doing that. But we also need to realize at the same time that there's a God that wants to come alongside of us and help us with those even everyday events, and also with those difficult events of our lives. You know, we need to include God in everything. And, you know, when we resort to our own abilities, sometimes that works. And maybe a lot of times for you, that's been working for you. But when situations get really tough, sometimes everything that we do doesn't work anymore. That we're going and looking to our own strength, our own abilities, our own wisdom, and just doesn't seem to be working. And we get discouraged, we get down, we get depressed, we get overwhelmed, we get afraid, and sometimes we even lose all hope, especially when we've exhausted everything that we can do. You know, sometimes life will bring us in situations like that. They're really beyond our capabilities, and they can really test our coping skills and bring us to a place of desperation. But hopefully that place of desperation will lead to us to call upon the Lord. Now, places of desperation, it's not a good place to be, but those times can come. You know, sometimes bad things happen to good people. Even though we're good Christians or we're good people, that we've done nothing wrong in our life, sometimes still bad things can happen in this life. But what we need to realize is that there is a God who wants to help us and will help us when we call upon him. And so when you're going through troubling circumstances, you need to remember that God is always there to help us in our times of trouble, in small ways and also in big ways. Psalm 46:1, we mentioned that earlier. God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. I like that. He is always ready to help us and to deliver us if we will simply call upon him. You know, we need to realize that at times, you know, we will need a greater power than the power that we have or the power that other people have. And we need to realize that power comes from Him. And so we're in a position where we need a greater power than ourselves. God is saying, look, I'm here. I'm available. Turn to me. Look to me. I want to help you. I want to intervene in your situation. And that's what God can do. The Bible says here, he waited patiently for the Lord to help him. And I know on that one there, a lot of us failed there, including myself, being patient for God to act, for God to intervene. Most of us like things quite quickly, want them done now, not later. But sometimes, you know, we need to learn to wait upon the Lord, to wait patiently for the Lord, for him to intervene. And, you know, there's all kinds of stories in the Bible where you look at great men and women of faith that they didn't want to wait. And they kind of thought, well, I'm going to help God out. And then you saw the big mess that made. So wait patiently for the Lord. Ask God, obviously I'm needing patience right now. And Lord, if you could just comfort me and strengthen me that I can have faith to know that this situation, I'm going to get through it. We're going to get through it. And God can do that. God's timing is not always our timing. Unfortunately, I wish it was the same, but it's not. But be assured, as you wait upon the Lord, which obviously is suggesting there's an effort there, there's a hopeful expectation there, God will respond. And so this is suggesting as we patiently endure, as we patiently pray, wait upon the Lord. It's not a casual request. You know, sometimes, well, how much prayer have you put into seeking the Lord and the situation that you're going through? Well, I prayed once. Well, that's not what waiting on the Lord is. Waiting on the Lord is spending lots of time in prayer. It's not a casual request. It's a prayer and a trust that's going to involve seeking on your part for the answer. I think Jesus really said it well of what we need to do in Matthew 7, 7 to 8. It says, keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, everyone who seeks finds, and to everyone who knocks the door will be open. There's a lot of involvement in those few verses of seeking and asking and knocking. It really talks about we need to give an effort in regards to as we seek the Lord about the situations that we're going through. And as you do, a confidence will arise that God will come through for you, even though it may involve some waiting. The psalmist was quite positive about expecting a response. And as you continue to read the Psalms, you'll see that's quite consistent, that even in difficult times, you'll see a change in the chapter as it gets closer to the end, that all of a sudden they change from doubt to having hope and confidence in the Lord. Psalm 27 is a great example of that. It's verses 13 and 14 says, yet I am confident I will see the Lord's goodness while I'm here in the land of the living. Wait patiently for the Lord. Be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. And I think, man, there's another challenge as well when it talks about waiting patiently for the Lord. So while you're waiting patiently, it says be brave and be courageous because it's going to happen. So there's a faith that needs to well up with inside of us as we wait on the Lord that God is going to intervene, God is going to help us, and God is going to help see things get turned around. So when you find yourself in need of help, let there be a confidence that begins to well up inside of you that you will look to the Lord, that you will seek the Lord, that you will keep calling upon the Lord until the answer comes. Because God is welcoming you today. He's reminding you today that he is the Lord and that you can call on him. You can turn to him and he will help you through your situation and your circumstance that you were going through. And then secondly, when needing help, we need to follow the psalmist's confidence that God is able to help us in whatever area of need that we might find ourselves in. Because sometimes, you know, we kind of say, I don't think God's going to help me in this one. Oh, and we kind of dismiss God, thinking that God is not going to help us or God is not able to help us in a certain situation. You know, even if we feel that we're in a pit, just like the psalmist did, that, you know, kind of no matter what he did, you know, he just began to seek even more. And sometimes, you know, we might be in a situation where we realize that humanly, there is nothing humanly more that we can do, that it has to be God. It has to be a miracle that comes from God. Well, if we're in that situation, again, faith should arise because our God is able. Psalm 40, verse 2. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mire, in the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. You know, there's quite a description of how serious of a circumstance this psalmist found himself in. It would seem to describe a cistern where the water is gone, except at the bottom where it kind of mixes and it's just nothing but mud and mire at the bottom, kind of a slurry of mud and mire. And if a person fell into a cistern like that, you're not going to get out on your own. And the more you move, the more you're going to sink in that mud and in that mire. And so you're needing a miracle to get out of that. You're going to need someone to come along with a rope or a ladder that's going to be able to pull you out. And so the psalmist is declaring his despair. He felt like that. He felt like he was in a place that no matter what he did, things just got worse. He just began to go deeper and deeper into the mud and mire, and he was seeing a hopelessness that there's no way I'm going to get out of this unless God. And maybe you're feeling today that you've fallen into such a pit as well. And the more you try to fix the problem, the worse the problem gets. And because of that, maybe you're starting to get discouraged, or you're getting down, and you're lacking hope because you kind of have come to that place where you believe that your situation is impossible, that even God couldn't help you at this time. And sometimes, you know, life can be like that. Sometimes, even as Christians, we can begin to believe the lies that there's no way out, or no one can help me, no one can intervene with me. But this is where, as I read in this psalm, we see that there's a confidence begins to build in the psalmist, where he begins to say, but God lifted me out of the mud and the mire. And so if you're in that position where you're thinking that, you know, everything I do in the natural, we're just sinking worse. We're just getting more caught up and losing hope all the time. But God, remember that, but God. Our God is our helper. And we need to have a confidence grow inside of us that God is able to intervene even when everything around us is saying to us, it's humanly impossible for you. Listen to some of the scriptures of the Bible that reminds us that our God is capable. Genesis 18, 14, it says, is anything too hard for God? Is anything too hard? Why are we saying that your situation, your circumstance, why are you believing a lie that even God can't help me in this? Matthew 19, 6, Jesus himself, he looked at them and he said, humanly speaking, yes, it's impossible. But with God, everything is possible. But with God, everything is impossible. And one of my favorite verses is Ephesians 3, 20. Now all glory to God who is able, through his mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or even think. The King James Version, I always reminded of that one because I grew up with that. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or even think. That's our God. That's the God that you serve. He's more than capable of helping you in your circumstance, even if you're in a circumstance that humanly is not possible anymore, that anything can be done. There's still God. There's still God. We have a big God, friends, and he's able to help us in ways that are far above than what we can imagine or even think. And what's impossible in the natural is possible with God. We serve a big God. All things are possible with God. And that's a testimony of this psalmist, that all things were possible. He got him out of the mire. He got him out of the mud. Set his feet upon a rock to stand again. Stabilized him again. You know, and that's that little part where it says, my feet are now on solid ground. And so again, we're having a picture that no longer is he in a hopeless situation, but rather now he's on solid ground. And he's been made weak because he's been trying to do so many things on his own. He was trying to get out of that mud and mire and only seeking deeper, but now he's on solid ground. But his legs are still weak. And so the Bible is saying, and the Lord come alongside of him and he steadied me as I began to walk. And that's what God will do. He'll come and not just take you out of the pit. He'll walk with you and he'll steady you to get your feet going again. That's what God will do. He will restore your health and your strength that got lost through the ordeal. And you know, God came through for this psalmist, rescued him, delivered him. And God is wanting to remind us today that he's still able to do those kinds of deliverances today in our lives. The Lord will not abandon you. He's going to help you. He's going to restore you. He's going to lift you up again. He's going to help you to walk again. He's going to restore that strength and the health that you lost to that trial, that you can be doing great things for God again. So do not say that, well, God, I don't think God can help me in this one. Do not say that God is not able, for God is more than able to meet our needs and more than able to create the miracle that we need. We just need to turn to him, trust him, because his ability is greater than what we can imagine. And then third and lastly, when we're needing help, we need to realize that a new song awaits us. A new story awaits us. New words will start coming from our mouths. Instead of words of discouragement and depression and being down, God has some new words that we're going to start declaring and start testifying about. And this trial, the problem, the difficulty will end. You will come through it. And as you come through it, God's going to give you a new song to sing, a new testimony to declare that not only will impact you, but it's going to impact other people around you. As they hear about that, their hearts are going to be turned towards God and they're going to start to have faith in God. Psalm 43, he's given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what he has done and be amazed, and they will put their trust in the Lord. So this season of trouble that you're going through will soon be over. And the despair, the sorrow, the pain will be gone. But God's going to give you something. He's going to give you a new story. He's going to give you a new joy that's going to begin to burst forth. Even in singing, all of a sudden you might start finding yourself singing a song where you're like, what song is that? It's the song of the Lord, because God will bring that deliverance to you. Now, you might think your despair and sorrow is beyond help, that there's nothing even that God could do. But friends, our God is a God that's famous for changing our circumstances, a God that's famous for changing the atmospheres that we find ourselves in. Think of Psalm 30, 11 to 12. You have turned my mourning. That's not a good place to be when we're mourning the loss of others. You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning, and you've clothed me with joy, so that I might sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord my God, I give you thanks forever. If you've ever been in a place of mourning, sometimes that can last a long, long time. And you might say, I don't think I'll ever come out of that. Well, the only way you're going to come out of that is with God's help. He's the one that can bring a new joy, a new enthusiasm in your life, and to help you with that and clothe you with new clothes. That's what God can do. And you might think the situation you're in right now, well, it's impossible. But as you continue to wait in the Lord, you know what? A change will start to take place. Hope will start to rise inside of you. You'll find inside of you that all of a sudden that you're believing that things are going to change. You're thinking, I can't believe this because I've tried everything and nothing worked. And all of a sudden you're feeling something inside rising up that there is going to be hope. Well, that's what God does. And there will be a change, an atmosphere change, a whole new health experience where there'll be joy instead of sorrow, because God is your helper and he will come through for you. You know, this is, again, taught throughout scriptures. One of those famous scriptures about God helping us when we're down is found in Isaiah 40, 29 to 31. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord are going to find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. That's what God desires to do for you. Prophet Isaiah, he realized that he served a God that turns things around. He's a God that can give us new strength when we don't have strength. He's a God that can give us a new beginning, a new start in life. He's a God that can give us new songs to sing. So don't underestimate your God, because he's able to do great things and give you a new song to sing and declare, a testimony that will touch many and even bring people to faith in Christ of what the Lord has done. So don't count God out. He's not finished with you yet. A new song awaits. A new testimony awaits you. Hold on. Keep trusting. Wait patiently for the Lord to act. Do not think and believe a lie that God can't help you. So this morning, as we kind of bring this to inclusion, I really felt this is for a lot of people, and maybe a little bit more towards people that are really going through a trial right now. And as I said, you know, there's a lot of people in our church that are going through some very tough circumstances. And there's a lot of people in our community as well that are going through some very hard and difficult times in their lives. And, you know, I just wanted to get that word out that the Lord sees those things. And the Lord is wanting to help people and want to come alongside people and to bring them the comfort and the strength and the help that they need. And also, I just feel that the Lord's wanting to say that he's heard your cries. He's heard those cries. He's heard that crying out to him. And he's saying, I will help you. I am going to help you. And we just need to say, Lord, I welcome you to come into my situation. Lord, I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what else to do. That's a good place to be, because then we surrender it to God. And we will allow God to intervene where he can bring about a miracle. And then we can end up testifying of what the Lord has done. So this morning, don't give up on God. Don't give up on him. Don't believe the lie that nobody can help you, not even God. That's a lie that gets passed around out there in our world. It's a lie. It's not the truth. God is more than able to help you and turn your circumstances around, no matter how bad they are. Even if you were living on the streets, God can turn your life around. That's what he does. So don't give up on God. Continue to wait on him. And as he responds, you're going to know it was God. You're going to give a new testimony. Where before you were going through such a terrible situation, let me tell you, friend, it's going to lead to a powerful, powerful testimony that one day you're going to be able to come up and maybe even share from up here of what the Lord has done. And you'll be able to share with people how terrible of a circumstance that you were finding yourself in, but God came and brought about a new story and a new song. And so I just want to encourage you to let your confidence grow. The Lord is your helper. The Lord is your help. The Lord is wanting to help you in this season, in these circumstances, in these trials. The Psalm 46:1, I quote it again. God is our refuge and strength. He's always ready to help in times of trouble. That's who he is. That's who he is, and that's what he's wanting to do for you. And so if you're in a circumstance where you're kind of feeling like giving up, or that you're being overwhelmed, you don't know what else to do, and everything is falling apart around you. Everything you try to do ends in a failure. You know what? That's just setting you up for a testimony. God's going to help turn that situation around and turn it into a testimony. Your trial will be turned into a testimony. And so just expect that. Just begin to believe for that. And I just felt this morning to share that with you, that you would understand that God sees you. God sees where you're at. God sees what circumstances that you're going through. And he's saying, I will help you. I will help you. And I'm going to turn that situation and that trial around where it's going to be a testimony that's going to not just touch you, but touch the people around you.